Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Because we have the one and only Flax Hubsy in
Hello.
The studio.
Nice to meet you guys. I'm doing good.
Heck
doing
yeah.
Doing great.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been here before? I imagine so.
I've been here. I've done two things on the radio before. On Ethan's show.
Ah, the Ethan Noodle Soup show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Highly critically acclaimed show. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Have you been interviewed? Or
yes.
you've been part of segments?
The two times I was on Ethan's show was like interviews / takeovers where I just made a playlist for the
cool.
show and we had yarns and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. yeah. So it was kind of interviewish.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Do you become a soup ingredient when you go on the noodle soup show?
And
also
I
if
guess
you
so, maybe
guessed, like a part of the soup, right? Like what's the word I'm looking for?
Ingredient?
Yeah, he like kind of assigns them an ingredient. That's
yeah.
who they are.
What
now.
Ingredient do you reckon you would be if you're an ingredient in the Ethan Noodle Soup?
That's a good one. I'd like to think that I might be the broth.
Oh wow!
Oh,
I like
yep,
it.
Quite
yeah,
a
like
substantial
it.
Part of the pie there.
But not what you think of as the main part. But
no,
very giving.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what I hope.
Flavorful.
That's what I hope to be.
So,
I don't know if you would agree with that or not.
He doesn't get a say. Not on the show.
To those who might not be familiar with yourself as an artist,
yeah.
how would you describe your music? And do you want to give us like a quick little bio rundown of who you are? In the
okay.
music scene?
So I would say loosely my music is a hodgepodge of alternative noise, pop, drone, rock, nice sounds.
Nice sounds.
Nice sounds, that's not nice sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed together.
Yeah,
yeah,
true. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
And the reason why we have you on here today in particular is because of the Harsh Noise Soft Coffee gig that is happening this Sunday.
Yeah.
Here in the Radio 1 office.
Very exciting.
Yes. And so this is your first solo gig.
Yes, it is.
How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm pretty stoked, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it should be fun time. I know this is the first time, like, trying to figure out how I'm going to play my songs live. Since I do everything like in the computer, so
right.
it's like now it's like a I don't know, next stage of trying to figure out how I can do it live, make it its own different thing in that format. So you know, this is just a tester for this first time round. It's not going to be perfect, but have some fun with it.
Totally.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
See what happens.
No,
hopefully going to be some more gigs later in the. Later this year. I haven't got any like books, but
yep.
I want to have some more going on for sure.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's epic. And so when you say you're trying to figure out a way to do that, have you figured out a way?
Or are you getting there?
Kind of like, is part of it going to be winging it, do you think?
I mean, definitely part of it's winging it.
Heck yeah.
It'll be me and then Stefan from Uno Juno.
Nice.
And so we're just gonna have a bit of fun with it. He's going to be making some noises and some crazy sounds on his guitars and effects and...
Wonderful.
We'll see what happens.
Some improv?
Yeah, a little bit of improv.
A
little bit of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just like
good.
The genre.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like awesome. The Flex Hubsy genre.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Ash earlier, he did stress the importance of bringing up something that he referred to as Northeast Valley Core.
Yeah.
And he said that's very much... what you're about, and I'm
yeah.
wondering what does that mean.
Okay, well, this is the first time hearing Northeast Valley Core.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can see the vision though. I'm seeing where it's coming from. I think he probably got that from my last album I put out at the very end of last year. It's a very I don't know, it's a big long sprawling album, but a lot of it feels very try to make it feel very down to earth and very about my lived experience.
Right.
And so I live in Northeast Valley.
Mm.
And so a lot of the music feels like a soundtrack of me wandering around Northeast Valley. Some songs
cool.
it's like, I know, I'm going to Chingford Park. Some songs it's like I'm pissed drunk, stumbling home at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And the street lights are shining in this certain way and there's a certain vibe happening. I know, I just try to capture like little intimacies of life. And a lot of my life has been in Northeast Valley, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No, that's fire. There's something else I need to ask you about, and
yeah.
that is the intersectionality between your fashion and music.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so if people don't know, I studied a degree in fashion design, so that's probably got my bachelor's in. And so over the past year or so, I've really been trying to figure out how I can blend those two mediums of creativity and like expression in a way that feels, I don't know, substantial. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being like, oh, okay, I'm going to make a bunch of merch for my music. I'm going to like try, you know, make the two things one cohesive output. Like with the album I put out last year, it shares the name of my graduate collection I made. And
that's
so
cool.
I'd started making the album at the very start of last year. And then when I started doing my graduate collection kind of midway through last year, I used the kind of emotional foundation of the music that I was already making to be the starting point for the collection of clothes. So at least awesome. For me, it's like I try to imbue those feelings that I was getting out in the music, try to make them in the clothing.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, obviously there's, by the end of it, they became slightly different things because that's how naturally they just kind of grew.
Yeah.
But the kind of core foundation of the two outputs in my heart is the same, or my mind is the same.
Yeah, gotcha.
Sort of thing. Yeah. And I feel like it's a bit of a hard one to do. It's kind of like abstract association between the two things, since, you know, one's things you wear on your body and one's things you put in your ears.
Yeah,
so that's true. I don't know. I feel like it can be a bit of a challenge sometimes to kind of, I don't know, maybe see the connection.
Mm.
But I don't know. It makes sense in my head, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, that is all that matters.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, aesthetically it matches.
Yeah.
And it, like you said, it's hard to really explain, but
yeah,
I think people will get it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your latest release, I think it is, Make My Bed.
Yes.
Heard it just before. I thought it was very immersive.
Oh, thank you.
I was quite overwhelmed in a good way.
Yeah.
By, I guess, it is like you're saying, it's a mix. It's like the intensity of it, but then just the melodic sort of nature of it. And then stuff starts to be reversed.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is quite the experience.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, how does one achieve that? Not saying to spill your secrets, but what was the process of creating that song in particular?
That song, I feel like that song felt very similar to a lot of the other music I've been making, where it's just like, I know, I take a nice little melody or something and then add as many layers of things that I can over top of it and just like let it be super repetitive, like have like the one melody like play over and over again, maybe like add some little bits and changes every now and again,
right?
But have like keep the melody kind of core the same, but then have the textures and sounds kind of grow and change over time. And then that's kind of how I try to build, like, the movement and the emotion out of the song, of this one repetitive thing going over and over again. But then, you know, it gets bigger and it grows smaller and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a really fun listen. I think we'll play it after this interview too.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's something to experience. Actually, Josie, I think you'd dig it.
Yeah.
I think you would really like
it. I'm very excited to listen.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you a bit more about your fashion design, which I don't know whether it's something you want to talk about.
Sure, always keen for it.
I was just wondering, what style of clothing would you say you're most drawn to, like, designing? Obviously, it's probably a little bit of a hard thing to...
Yeah, it's a tough one, eh? I'll try to think,
elements
like...
elements or something that you're, like, you think are, like, signature to your...
I'd say
style.
Signature for me is, like, bold silhouettes and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have lots of funky, weird designs, and like I'm always trying to kind of toe the line between the avant-garde, the art side of like fashion versus like the wearable
mm-hmm.
side of things. Because, you know, clothing is something that you wear, something you experience physically, and so I always want to have things that both someone can wear and enjoy on maybe not an everyday basis, but you know, they can like enjoy it practical enough that they're not like useless, but still give it, I don't know, some character, give it some depth, give it something interesting going on in how it's made and constructed and goes on the body. That's something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. And I think that like combining them into your art is so cool.
Yeah.
Just like to be able to take art and express it in so such very different ways. And
yeah,
I feel like sometimes you'll get people do like paintings and stuff with music, but I've never heard of like fashion collaboration with music before. And I think
yeah.
that's such a cool thing to be exploring with your art.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
How did you get into music?
I was 11 years old and I wanted to be Skrillex. I wanted to be like a DJ.
Dude, that was literally me.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I love Skrillex.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Nah, 11-year-old me wanted to be like a world famous DJ.
Yeah.
I'm playing all the big festival stages.
Yeah.
And then 11 years later, here I am.
That's sick.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter loves Skrillex.
I
do. That's
and
what's up.
I was the same. When I discovered Skrillex when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, yeah.
And immediately I was like, I need to know how to make dubstep.
Yeah, right.
I'm
exactly,
still
yeah.
kind of doing it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that's sick. That's great to hear. And so was that kind of how you were? You're like, I need to make electronic music, and that just kind of evolved into you finding your own distinct style. And
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 11 to 12-year-old me, like, frothed EDM, super hard. And then, like, over time I started, my taste expanded, started listening to different things, and then over time it was like, oh, you know, I was getting sick of just trying to make EDM. I was like, okay, I need to try expand my horizons and like take more inspiration from all this other music that I'm listening to and try do that, but do it my way sort of thing. Yeah.
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 Well, that's sick. Well, thank you so much. And do you have more that you want to?
No.
That was all good. That was quite a good lengthy interview. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. And best of luck for the Sunday gig.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
And the name of that is so cool. Did you come up with the name of the gig for Sunday?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think someone here at Radio 1 did.
Freaking awesome. Yeah. And I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Because
it's quite a unique sort of initiative, I think.
Yeah.
You know, just to have it here and to be like, you know, kind of noise themed, I guess,
way. Well, they usually do them at RDC.
Oh,
true.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think this is like one of the first times they're not doing it at RDC, which is quite fun.
Yeah. Mm. Have you played at RDC?
No, I have not.
One day.
I'll get there.
Maybe next time.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to hear your track right now.
Yeah.
This is Make My Bed by Flex Hubsy. It is 4:27. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.